Subtle skills, big results.
Welcome to the Ninja Selling Podcast.
Welcome back to the Ninja Selling Podcast. Matt and Garrett are with you again, and excited. We're gonna take a little rundown energy today. Talk about energy, how energy works with your clients. We'll have some fun with it. Matt and I were bantering back and forth, and we're like, we should just hit record. So that's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna hit record, and we're gonna share our internal thoughts on energy. Before we jump into that, if you want to go learn more about Ninja Selling, Ninja Coaching, go to ninjaselling.com. You can also go to ninjacoaching.com. If you're interested in learning more about finding a coach for yourself, all you have to do when you reach out there, get a hold of us, fill out our form, and we will do everything we can to pair you with the best coach for you. So super excited about that. If you want to learn more and hang around more people like yourself, go to Facebook, go to the Ninja Selling Podcast community on there. We have over 15,000 people now. We are 15,100 people in that group, and they are awesome. I've had so many people reach out to me recently saying how powerful that group has been for them, and it can be powerful for you too. You just got to go hang out there and ask questions. So with that being said, Matt, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Garrett. Yeah, that's you got to go hang out there and ask questions. What a great foreshadow into this topic of energy too, right?
Yeah.
Which I'm excited.
How's your energy this morning?
My energy is good. My energy is good. Then there is the physical energy and the emotional energy and the mental energy. It's all kind of lined up, I'd say, decently, right? Are we peak performance? Maybe not all the way up in the top right corner of that quadrant, but we're in there.
We're in the zone.
How about yourself? Where are you leveling off at here?
I'm feeling pretty good today. I've added some new things to my diet. If any of you are wondering out there how you can make yourself feel better, check out your diet. Just going to throw that on the table.
Oh.
A lot of people wonder, like, oh, my energy's down. I'm not feeling really good about it. Just take a notice of what you're eating. I've done so many experiments over the years, things I'm drinking, things I'm eating, different types of food that I'm eating. I remember my friend over the weekend, we went to a Mexican restaurant. He gets I got all these chips. He's like, you want them? And I'm like, dude, chips don't make me feel good. Like, in 3 hours, I'm going to regret having the chips because my energy just crashes. I don't know what it is. But I've been experimenting more with my mornings lately, Matt, and putting in some different types of things, more salts and things like that. Kind of it's crazy the amount of energy you can get just playing with your electrolytes and having some fun with that. So if you're listening out there, want to change your energy, check out that kind of stuff. But we're going to talk a little bit different about energy today.
Yes.
I want to talk about where this started, this came from, because it came out of a coaching call, a couple of coaching calls I was having. This kind of like was circling around, which is where a lot of our topics come from.
And if it comes out of a few with one, right? And we even said, like, I got some people who I've been talking to this about too, which means, hey, there's probably a lot of people who are going through this right now as well. So let's share it so that they can get some benefit and hopefully change the business a little bit.
You know, the conversation will come up usually where somebody will say, you know, I can't get these people to move forward. They're not making decisions. I can't get them to like fully commit to work with me. I feel like we've talked about it, but they're not really jumping in. Or they'll talk about their database and they'll say like, yeah, I've got all these people, but like, I mean, I can reach out to them, but it's kind of awkward, or I can tell it's kind of strange, or maybe I've pushed it too far. Yeah, I'll see somebody, they're like, I'm calling them every week right now because I got to get to my 50. And I'm like, leave them alone. Like, leave these people alone. I want you talking to enough people, but not the same person over and over and over again, just because you got to hit your numbers. And what came up with this in a coaching call recently, Matt, was energy. And I said, you know, one of my philosophies I've always had in my life is I can only work with people that energy is moving towards me. So if their energy is moving towards me, that's somebody that I can work with. That's somebody that we can have a relationship with, we can connect with. There's a positive situation. The second rule around this is that I have control over their energy to a point. If I choose to engage them on the right things, I can make their energy come towards me. And you can see it when you make somebody's energy come towards you. Everybody who's listening to this right now knows what I'm talking about, where you can physically watch somebody's energy change. They'll square up with you. They'll turn their shoulders towards you. They'll start asking you questions. A lot of times when you find that, you'll all of a sudden get into a role with somebody where they're actually calling you, they're text messaging you as well as you text messaging or calling them. This is energy being exchanged back and forth. But at some point, it's you're either chasing, which is the pursuit mode, which is energy is only going one direction. You know it when energy is only coming one way from another person. And you're like, how do I get them to get away from me? Like, how do I get them to leave me alone? Like we all know that. That's our energy moving away from them. But if we can build more opportunities where the energy is coming towards one another, these are really valuable, viable relationships. And our goal in Ninja, which we don't talk about in Ninja, this is my brain kind of running for a second, is that we need to create more of these opportunities. And this is why when you find places that you can meet people with like passions, like, you know, like hobbies. Like me going to a car meet is really good because I can walk around there and talk with everybody's cars. And the minute you go like, tell me all about your car, they go, oh, and they square up with you. And they're like, let me tell you all about this car. And you're like, this is the energy I'm looking for, where I can go to an art exhibit and my energy's fake. Like I can't sit there and be like, oh my gosh, like tell me what inspired you to make this painting. My energy's not right with it. Their energy can tell that my energy is not right with it. It's like this weird push, forced kind of thing. And in the back of my mind, I'm going like, oh, I'm only here because Sarah wanted to go to this art show. And I can't wait to get out of here so we can go have dinner.
Well, but let's use that quickly here as an example, because you can shift energy in those moments as well. Okay, so the art's not what you're curious about. So we need to find different questions to ask then, right? Or maybe you say, hey, you know what? Art doesn't mean a whole lot to me, but it does mean a lot to these people. And let me see if I can discover their passion behind it versus just trying to learn about art in general.
Yes.
Right. And then now your energy shifts.
Well, this is the fun part about it is like we have way more control over this energy. And I think a lot of people just shut it down. And I was using that art example because a lot of times we can just be like, I don't want to be here. I just want to be here. I just want to get out of here.
Right.
And we have these opportunities around us all the time to be like, how can I? And again, it's kind of a game I play. It's like, how many people can I get their energy to move towards me? I do it on every single phone call. I talk to somebody through our business. If I go out to buy groceries, I've played that we've talked about on podcasts for years, Matt, this whole thing of how many people can I get to smile? Like if I can get smile on their face, like done, game over. Like, you know, that was a success. So bringing this back to where I was kind of going with this and starting with it is that a lot of times when we're building our business, when we're growing a business, when we're trying to figure out how to make a viable business, we are in pursuit mode and we're running around and we're trying to get people to do business with us. We're trying to get people to connect with us. How do I get my database to connect with me more? And I think there's a moment in here, Matt, and this is what I really wanted to talk about. There's a moment in here that you have to decide the amount of energy I'm putting into trying to get this person to move towards me, and is it worth it? And is there other areas I can be go spending my time in that naturally allows more people to move towards me? And am I even asking the right questions and bringing the right energy to have people want to move towards me?
Yeah.
And I think there's all these variables in here that we need to talk about and understand that I think everybody deals with as they're growing a relationship style business.
Well, I think you brought up a good point there at the end too of like, is this the right person? Like, do I want to continue spending time and energy with this particular person? And I think that is a later question too, which is, you know, makes sense why you brought it up towards the end there. I had this image in my head as you were going through this description of gravitational pull, because pursuit versus attraction mode, I think is a great visualization that everybody has, but how do you measure your level of attraction? And I was like, oh, well, I think of gravitational pull. And like, what is the gravitational pull around me and my energy? Now, I guess we could simply go to physics and be like, it's your mass, right? But we probably don't want to go down that path.
The bigger you get, the more people are attracted to you. Is that what you're saying?
The bigger you get in terms of how you make them feel, right? And so I think there's two components here is your level of genuine interest, intentional interest, and the questions that you then ask. I had somebody ask me the other day, they're like, oh gosh, like I'm starting to run out of my calls again. I feel like I've talked to everybody. And I said, well, what are you learning and what do you want to learn? Like, that's really the basis of this. Like, we should never be in the position to run out of conversations. really. I mean, particularly in this business.
Yeah.
And if we do, then we're either not, as you said, putting ourselves in enough positions to meet new people and have those things. But if you're having really good conversations, there's always more, because we can all point to somebody in our lives that we talk to. Garrett, we talk every single day, right? Almost.
We do.
We don't really run out of things. We don't run out of things to talk about. Okay, that's one example. Okay, well, that's one person. I'm like, okay, well, then who's somebody else that you could do that with, and somebody else? And what are you genuinely interested in? And what questions can you think of in advance? So from a framework perspective, if you want to elevate this gravitational pull, we need to start by being intentional about asking ourselves, what do I want to learn about these people in my world? What questions do I want to ask so that we can start to increase our mass, which then starts to pull that energy towards you?
You have me so, I'm so very excited about where you're going with this, Matt, because when you started talking about the more mass you have, the more gravitational pull you have, and you started talking about the mass is actually your questions that you're, it's like, what is it that you're bringing to the table that makes you bigger? And it's interesting is that, you know, the questions are the key to making this mass larger. It makes more people want to connect with you. They want to come towards you. They want to be a part of, because you're showing interest in them.
Right.
And it's really interesting that, you know, when people are going like, how do I make better connections with people? It is through questions. That's how you do it. I watch a lot of people in our society that try to be something that people are attracted to. They try to get the nice suit, they drive the nice car, they get these things and this look and this image going, oh, people will be attracted to me if I'm this way. No. People are attracted to you when you're attracted to them. That's the way it is. Like, you got to start there first.
Well, even just in real estate, right? A lot of people say, well, why don't these people want to do business with me? I've given them all the information. They came to my open house. I gave them all of this stuff. I told them everything they need to know about the neighborhood. I told them everything that they need to know about the buying process, and they're still not working with me. I'm like, well, how many questions did you ask?
Yeah.
What did you learn about them? Like, it's not just about how much we supply. Knowing these things is important. There's going to come a time when the questions are going to get reversed, and they're going to ask you for your expertise, for your opinion, for your analysis. And that's going to be the time when you can use the tools in your toolbox. But up front, if we want to create this large, it's not about this mass, because here's an interesting thing about mass too, from a physics perspective. It has nothing to do with the size, right? It has to do with your density.
Yeah.
So you can have all of the things. You can have all of the information. By the way, every other realtor has all of that information too. Whether they choose to use it or not is a question, which is why we usually look at that as a point of diversity. Well, look at me. I have all this stuff. Did the other realtor have that? Well, no. They could have though, right? But what no one really does is consolidate everything into being a very small, dense piece of mass through asking questions to draw people towards you, right? That's the key.
This goes back to a lot of very successful agents that I've worked with for many, many, many years. And they'll make comments of like, I haven't used a pre-listing packet and I can't tell you how long. Well, there's a ton of people that are super attracted to them is what they have. They have a lot of people that then as we talk about attracted, this is energy moving towards them. It's different. And this came out of my mouth the other day of like, it's different when you're newer in the business and you're trying to get established. You are trying to attract people. It's interesting is that once you get really established and you are bringing tons of value to the table and you are making great connections, people now are trying to attract you.
Yeah.
Where they're, instead of saying, hey, like, do you want to sell my house? They're saying, hey, can we get you to sell our house? Like, how can we have you be our agent? How can we have you move towards us? Like, can we have you? I had it happen the other day with coaching. I had somebody call me and they're like, can I have you? And it's like, I'm not available. Like, but it's a weird thing. It's like when you become that attracting person because of the value you give and how you interact with people, this is where I go back to like, are we doing this in a way that's causing people's energy to move towards us? And I think it's a very simple analysis that you can do in your world. You can see it with every single conversation you have. You can feel it with every phone call you make. Do people pick up the phone when you call and they let it go to voicemail? And we have this little voice in the back of our head that says, oh, nobody picks up the phone anymore. Nobody wants to talk on the phone. Well, Did we affect that? Do we have control over that? Can we mess with this energy field and see if we can actually maybe change the results that we're getting on that? Not by trying to be somebody different, but just trying to give a little bit more energy to them in a positive light and see if we can get their energy to move towards us. And it's a test we can all do. All of you can leave listening to this podcast today and try it. Try it in every circumstance that you come across in interaction with another person. You go to get dinner tonight. Sit there and you can have that server just come by, take your order and bounce out and leave. And they can come by and fill your waters and your drinks and all that kind of stuff and give you your check at the end. Some point in that meal, can you physically see and get their energy to move towards you? It's a great skill to get really good at. And I think the best salespeople, the best influencers that I know out there are masters at getting people's energy to move towards them. And it's just it's not played with. It's not studied enough. And it's not looked at as like a piece that we really need to be good at. We get all these scripts and all this stuff and all these things. That is not how you get people's energy to move towards you. It's not how you do it.
It's not. Well, so let's pull this together with this test and kind of define some terms around this. And then also the preparation for your weeks and things. So starting with like the preparation, one thing that I always tell people is like, start by intentionally looking at all your people and saying to yourself, what am I interested in? And what questions can I ask this week? Right? And what value can I deliver? Which may be through the form of a handwritten note or something like that. If you just ask those simple questions, what am I interested in? What questions can I ask? And what value can I deliver this week? That's going to set yourself up in great preparation for being in flow and starting to build this magnet of energy where people will move towards you.
Mm-hmm.
So then, Gary, you said the test, then you kind of mentioned asking these specific questions, but like, what are like the concrete question that we should ask ourselves, like post interaction or something to evaluate, did I affect that? And what can I change in order to make sure that energy is moving towards me versus away from me?
Well, I think we can always take this too far, especially when you're kind of experimenting with it.
For sure.
It's like, well, what are we trying to get to? And I think that's the first thing we have to figure out is like, am I trying to leave this interaction with them going like, we should be friends. Why aren't we hanging out? Like, we could have been friends forever. Like, where have you been in my life? If you're looking for that and walking away from the interaction and going like, was it a win or was it a loss? You're going to get your feelings hurt every single time. If you pull that off every time, we need to talk because I want to know how you're doing it. But I think for the most part is, can we get their energy to turn towards us? Which I would look at that and say, was I able to bring a smile to them? Like, that's one of my easiest tests is, was I able to sit there and have them kind of like all of a sudden lighten up? You can see their energy pick up. They sometimes will put their shoulders back and they'll kind of stand up and like, you can see them get taller a little bit. When you ask them the right questions, you connect with them in the right way. As I was saying earlier, like they'll square up with you sometimes where their shoulders will square up with you. So before they're kind of standing kind of sideways to you, you know, one shoulder towards you, maybe taking an order. I keep going back to a restaurant. I don't know why, but we'll roll with that for right now. You know, they're doing that. And then all of a sudden you ask them a certain question and they'll turn straight and head right towards you.
So kind of like, so the question there is like, did I get them to smile? Did I get their energy to face me? Right?
Yep.
I like that.
And this is where you kind of got to figure out your area. Like I do it in humor. That's like my number one place I go to. I can connect with a lot of people through humor. And so not everybody has that though. I have one of those weird brains that people are like, is it ever like turning off? Like you just kind of like constantly, I don't expect everybody to be doing that, but you easily, because I can watch my wife do it and my son do it and they don't have my energy. And it really is about finding something that's important to that person. You can comment on something that they're wearing. You have to be genuine though. You can't sit there and go, that's a wonderful necklace. And really just go like, oh, here's my way in. I'm going to ask this because I think this is my way to get their energy to come towards me. Somebody did to my wife the other night. We were at a restaurant. And again, this kind of goes back to humor, is he walked up and went, that's a beautiful necklace to my wife. And you watched my wife sit up like in the chair. And she was like, she goes, really? And she goes, and he's like, oh my gosh. She goes, what is that? And all of a sudden she's talking about it. And then my side of it was like, are you hitting on my wife? Which then changed the energy. But all of a sudden, like the energy with this server is on a totally different page now moving forward. If I didn't get involved, it would have been totally fine. He and my wife were, you could see their energy resonating with each other because she's explaining this necklace. She's also explaining how she likes the pendant on the necklace, doesn't really like the actual necklace. And they're going down this huge run. I think like you just need to find something about somebody that you can comment, ask a question about. And really it's the question. Like that's a beautiful necklace kind of opens up this door for the server to have my wife go, oh my gosh. And then he can say like, what is it? All of a sudden, like now they're going back and forth with interaction here. You're just looking for those little things.
So part of that test then at the end could be, did I ask a question that moved them towards me? Did I ask a question? And would I reevaluate or change that question next time?
Yep. Because I think you can sit there and say, okay, did that question land? Did it make an impact? Did I find something about that person that made them have that interaction? Or, I mean, believe me, I've asked tons of questions over the years and they're just like, right. And they walk away and it's like, well,
sure.
All right. It's like, they obviously didn't want to connect with me. And again, this is, I think the interesting part is it's not just your skill level. You have to have somebody that wants to play with you also. Like, it's like going to the playground and going like, I want everybody to be my friend. Not everybody wants to be your friend. Not everybody wants to ride the swings with you. Like, but you want to find the ones that we can kind of have that interaction with and be like, hey, let's be friends at some point. And we're just slowly working through all these wonderful people that are around us. And we're not all meant to be friends. We're not all meant to love each other. But we're looking for the ones that we can say, okay, this is somebody that can, again, energy can come my way.
Yeah.
So you're asking for a test on this, Matt. And I think the real thing is getting good at acknowledging people, getting good at listening to people, getting good at watching what people's energies are. I listen to people all the time. I will jump in on conversations that are going on around me where I had somebody that was two seats away from me at a restaurant the other night. And I heard them talking about how she can't get her taste back and smell back. And my brain quickly went, probably had COVID. And I also know my wife got her taste and smell back by doing a certain thing in town here where she went and sat in a grinded salt aerated room. Instantly got her taste and smell back. I stopped the lady on the way out. I said, I hate to be bothering you, but I said, did I hear this? And all of a sudden, we're sitting there for 10 minutes having a great conversation with her. Part of it is just having care and concern for the people that are around you. Now, if I did it as, oh, that's a person down there that I can make a connection with, and maybe I'll sell them real estate. Maybe I'll be able to do a transaction with them. Like, if any of that junk is in there, you're just contaminating the whole darn thing.
Yeah.
Just be genuine. Be nice. Be interested. Be caring. Bring your heart. We all have one.
That's true.
Promised. We all have one.
That's true. So there it is, man. I mean, if you want the energy to move towards you, focus on asking questions, having genuine care and concern, and being intentional about your interest in others, right? And that's going to completely transform your relationships and thus your business. So if you're feeling stuck, check your own energy so that you can become this dense piece of mass that pulls people towards you.
One more thing, Matt, because you started off with a great route there of kind of like looking at your database. And I think it's not a bad idea. And I've done this in a couple different ways. So this is like a little expanded version of it. But if you were to print out your database and pick your favorite highlighter out, you can go highlight all the people that you're like, these people's energies are moving towards me. I already know who they are. That one, this is we have a great relationship. There's this one. Then there's other people in there that you're like, I know them. We know each other well, but we don't really have energy moving towards each other all the time. Like, I feel like I'm a little bit in pursuit mode with them. I'd like to have a better relationship. I don't know how to do it. Highlight them with a little bit of a different color and kind of think about this and say, okay,
it's a good move.
What are the things I could ask them about that would make or assist their energy moving towards me, and make little notes next to their name. What are the things I know about them? Their job, their kids, their hobbies, their interests, you know, what kind of dogs they have, you know, whatever it is, their horse person, write that down and just say, you know what, over the next 30 days here, is there a way that I can reach out to them genuinely and ask them questions about the things that are important to them and see if I can get their energy to move towards me? See if I can make that connection happen. So often we make these forward phone calls and we're just trying to see if we can get somebody to like, you know, like us or like and walk away going like, oh, that was a great Ford phone call. I got a deal out of it. I got an opportunity to do business. This works. No, just try to connect with these people and try to see if you can get their energy to move towards you. And I think you can start again today, just doing some little experiments, having some fun with it, getting good at it. It is a skill. It is a tool. It is something that we can all get better at. Now, a lot of it is just being intentional about it. And so I'll leave it with that, Matt. Just be intentional with it. Have some fun out there. We got great people around us. And
there it is.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know what we'd love to hear is for you guys, if you are tracking this stuff, if you deploy this, to give us some feedback, like what's working for you in terms of creating your own gravitational pull. Share it in our Facebook group. Head over to Facebook, search for the Ninja Selling Podcast, join there and share what's working for you or maybe what your challenges or struggles are, because there's a lot of people who are sharing this energy, which is why we started this topic here, is because a lot of people were saying like, I'm having trouble having these conversations and being in attraction mode. And so if you're struggling, other people might be as well. And if you're thriving, other people may benefit from your knowledge and experience. So definitely go join our group and participate in the conversation. We appreciate everybody who's there because you guys are, you're amazing. Like it's really awesome what goes on in there. And if you want to learn more about coaching and how you can bring someone into your world and your business to help you stay on the ninja path and thrive on the ninja path, just check us out at ninjacoaching.com or go to ninjaselling.com, click on coaching up there at the top, and we'd be happy to connect with you and help you on your journey. So again, Garrett, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, man, we appreciate you guys so much, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks, everybody. If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, visit us at theninjasellingpodcast.com.
There you will also find links for more information about ninja selling and coaching. Have an incredible day.